Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. I'm very excited for today's guest episode. You guys know I've been getting a little bit back into my guest episodes recently, and I'm very excited today. We have Nikki on, and Nikki is one of my favorite fitness influencers. I wouldn't even know the importance of protein if it wasn't for her. So I'm very, very excited to have her on today. Nikki, thank you so much for coming on. Do you want to do a little introduction on who you are, where you're from, and what you do?
Oh, bless. Thank you. Yeah, protein is king, guys.
It really is.
Awesome. Yeah. So, thank you first and foremost for having me on your show. I'm super stoked to be here and to pour into your audience. So a little bit about who I am. So, I'm Nikki Stott. I'm the founder of Warrior Babe and also the host of the Macro Hour podcast. I am a fitness enthusiast. Fitness is my life. First, though, I started in the medical field and I was there for 9 years. So I did long-term care, emergency care, and I transitioned out of that life actually right before COVID. So bless, because I know that was a really hard, those really hard years for the healthcare industry and the people that worked in it. But then got into the fitness space and competed in bodybuilding for the first 3 years. I got into it. I was like, your New Year's resolution baby in like 2015. I was like, I'm gonna figure it out. Like, I need to because I played sports my whole life. But then there was that lull between graduating high school and then getting into college, and you don't have the backbone of practices and games and your coach yelling at you, and fell into, the figuring it out in your early 20s. And then when I was 25 in 2015 is when I got into figuring it out and getting to the gym and holding myself accountable and making the promise to myself. And so I competed for 3 years there. So up until 2018, I won all of my shows. I won pro status. I beat the pros, and then I left the bodybuilding world because it just wasn't for me. It gave me my body heck. Was in the hospital multiple times, and I was like, how are people living like a sustainable way? Like, there's got to be a better way than eating broccoli, chicken, and rice all the time. So that's what led me into the macronutrient world and learning about it and being my own experiment for a little bit of time, where I learned the right ways to do things, build habits, eat right, strength train, and got incredible results that I wanted to help others do the same. And that's where we led into building Warrior Babe in like 18 or 2019. And now we're on a mission to help 100,000 women regain their personal power and feel confident in their skin. And we have 16,000 women come through our programs. And it's all mainly, strength training and nutrition and macros, but also the pillar that a lot of people, which I love your podcast for, the mindset portion of it all. It's very important to help women break through limiting barriers or beliefs or stories or narratives to help them, really have a full-on transformation process. So it's a little bit about who I am, what I do, and then I'm from Philadelphia, represent. Go Philly.
Philly. I have a few friends from Philly, actually. I'm definitely gonna let them know that. And I like how you brought up how you had that period of, because I was an athlete in high school too, like soccer, basketball, track, and then you graduate. And I never wanted to play sports in college because I was like, well, I want to work and like I can't do it all. And then I just didn't move my body for like a year in college. And I didn't really notice how hard everything hit me until I was in college during like COVID time. So when I was like home with myself and I saw how much my face changed, my body changed, like my skin, my acne, I was so inflamed. And I was like, wow, like not moving my body and not being active has like really affected me. And that was when I got back into it. What made you say, like, I want to start going to the gym? Is it because you had that love for sports in the past?
Yes. So, getting a little deep here, but I like to do that. I'm very vulnerable and transparent. So,
We love that here.
amazing. In those years, I definitely I had so much. I knew what that feeling felt like of like, playing sports, being in practice, having that routine, having that confidence when you win. Like, I did field hockey, basketball, and tracks, so very similar, minus soccer. But I had all of that feelings, right? And then in the years of college and post high school, and then dating and drinking, and I was actually engaged. So I was engaged for about like a year, but I was with the person for 3 years in my early 20s. And at that, I had lost myself. Like I did not have that feeling anymore of what I felt when I was in high school and sports and what gave me a sense of purpose almost. Right. And so I was like, we broke it off in 2014 around the holidays at the end of the year. And so 2015, it was just like, all right, you know, I need to get back me. I need to figure out me. I need to like, you know, I have this feeling inside, but I want to like show it on the outside. I want to build my body. I want to be strong. I want to be resilient. And that's what just led me to get back into the gym and kind of figure it out for the first few months.
Want to take control of your life. You're like, okay, well, I couldn't control that aspect of my life. What can I control from here on out? And that's, I feel like fitness is a big thing people go to because they're like, I can control what my body looks like, what I feel like, how much weight I carry. And it's a very empowering movement.
Yeah. Amen to that. You have all the control in the world with your food, with your workouts, with getting up, weight, getting it done. And yeah, love that.
Yeah. And you said you started off bodybuilding and then you kind of didn't have a good experience with it. So tell us a little bit about why you decided bodybuilding and how it kind of affected you in a negative way.
Yeah. So I was kind of naive at the beginning of my journey, right? So I, again, was trying to learn all of the things in 2015. And I sought out the help of a coach who that's what he did. He jams out on bodybuilding. So I just took his word for everything and I did it. And I just like, I was literally like, here's a plan that he gave me. And then I was like, I followed it literally to a T because that's just, I'm the type of person, what is it called? Like type A personality. And I went down, literally ate the same thing for probably 7 to 8 months leading up to my first show in November. And that was all fun and dandy. Like, you know, that was great. And then won that show. But then it was almost like the mind was playing tricks on me when I went into my second show, my third show, because I knew what to anticipate from the lifestyle, right? I knew what I had to eat and it sucked. And I knew how I had to train and it sucked. And I was leading up to the second, the shirt, third show. This is where things actually, it was the second to the shirt, third show. Yeah. Getting ready for the shirt, third show. Trying to say that 10 times fast. The third show. That was when, so my body, like doing the same thing over and over again, eating the same way and training. I was in the gym three times a day, seven days.
Wow.
Yeah. I woke up at 4:30 in the morning, had to go do fasted cardio for 55 minutes on the Stairmaster. And then I had to come back to the gym later on in the day and I had to train for an hour with strength training. And then post that, I had to do another 55 minutes on the treadmill at a 2-minute jog or run and a 2-minute fast speed walk. And then eating literally, like I put my calories together after my show and I was eating probably 900 calories, wow. No fat. Yeah. So no fat grams. It was mainly just protein and carbs. And pinning that, the fat, what led me into, so first instance to the hospital was I had rhabdomyolysis. So it's when my body is unable to filter out the lactic acid that's coming from the buildup of strength training over and over again. And my kidneys were taking the brunt of it and they couldn't filter it out fast enough. So I had to get 7 liters of fluid. I left feeling like a puffball after that. And then the other second instance was this was the most expensive poop of my life because at this time I didn't have health insurance. So fat macros are really important for the digestive tract and helping, you know, to have solid, regular, normal, you know, bowel movements. And so I was backed up. And so I worked in the emergency room at this time and my doctor comes into the room and he was like, Nikki, you're literally full of, you know,
yeah.
And I was like, oh, wonderful. Great. And so, yeah, I joke. That was my most expensive poop of my life. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So those were two times that led me into it. And then, and just like, you know, after the third show, I was like, man, this is not, I'm not okay. I'm cool. Like it's cool with the results that you get, but first of all, it's very short lived. You're on stage being judged by people that don't know you for 10 to 15 minutes. And like, don't get me wrong. It's a great sport in terms of like, you learn, like I learned so much mental discipline. I learned, you know, what it's like to go from point A to point Z to get to a goal and you're determined to get to it. There's so many great pros to it, but these are mainly the cons I'm speaking to. But I knew that this wasn't the way that I would be able to sustain and be realistic with myself along my fitness journey. So what made me, you know, it just, I had to call it at that point. Like, I felt so much pain that I was just like, I need to figure out what is actually true and in alignment with me that will help me to live a balanced life. And that's what led me down the road of learning about macros. And now I train half of the amount of time that I did while bodybuilding. I literally work out like 4 days a week. So yeah.
And it's like, even though that isn't what you ended up doing in the long run, the amount of self-discipline and self-control that you put, you said 55 minutes on the Stairmaster, and I'm like, I did 5 minutes today, and I was like dying. I was like, no, this is not for me. I was like, I can't even make it to 10 minutes today. And it's like, you have that power now to push yourself in those moments and to like tell yourself, like, this is something I'm capable of. For anyone listening who's kind of in that mindset of they can't even get themselves up to go to the gym, what is your advice for someone who lacks that self-discipline and that self-motivation?
Oh, yeah. Well, first and foremost, I think that 99% of the success that I've experienced is directly correlated to my ability to act despite how I feel, right? So a lot of people that may be listening to this, and I have struggled in moments too where I'm not always motivated to do the thing, but I have built that discipline needed to get things done no matter what emotion that I'm feeling, right? You can't rely on motivation to work out or to hit your daily macros. Motivation ebbs and it flows, and your motivation tank is always going to run out. And then you'll just be, you know, you'll give up, and then you'll wait. I mean, so many people may resonate to what I'm saying right now. It's like the constant hamster wheel of motivation. It's like, you know, you when it runs out, you give up, and then you wait for more motivation to come again. And so the way to turn that around is like develop your self-discipline muscle, rely on self-discipline, not motivation. You're not going to be motivated all of the time, but the discipline that you develop for yourself is what will keep you going. It's the ability to control your feelings and to overcome your weaknesses, and it's the ability to pursue what you think is right to do despite the emotions or despite the temptations to abandon it. So I really heavily rely on my discipline, but then also backed, you know, to a piggyback on that is you got to know your why. You know, like you gotta have a going into a fitness journey. I always joke, like so many clients come into Warrior Babe. I've coached so many clients, and I always ask, like, well, why are you doing this? And they're like, oh, but I want to look better. I want to, you know, wear the bikini in the summertime. Like, great, that's very superficial. Can we get a little bit deeper here? Like, why do you really want to do this for yourself? And it gets down to like, oh, I grew up with my mom, like, you know, having and following all of these diet things. I don't want my kids to see me do that. I want to be a role model for my kids. I'm like, cool, now we're getting deeper. Yeah. Let's go. Like, so having like a why, like what's really going to get you up in the morning when you don't want to do it, when you don't have the motivation, and you're still working on building that discipline. Why are you getting up in the morning to do the workout? Why are you choosing to have, you know, your protein, carbs, and your fats and a balanced meal, as opposed to going to Five Guys and eating a burger? So it's, you got to have a why behind it too.
I say that all the time, having a purpose. Like, why are you waking up at 5 a.m.? Why are you going to the gym? You don't have to do those things. There is a reason. It's more than just, well, because I want to be healthier. No. Why do you want to be healthier? Like, there is a motive behind everything. And this is why I keep this like vision board in my room, so that I wake up every morning and I'm like, this is why I'm working hard, because these are the things in life that I want for myself. And so I love how you brought up the like having a why, because I say that in every podcast episode. Like, you guys have to have a reason or else you will not be consistent. Like, having a why is the biggest form for consistency to actually work. Because if you don't have a reason as to why you're doing something, or you're just doing something because I've been in the situation where I've just done things because other people do them, and I'm like, well, that person's successful in that, so let me copy them so I can be successful too. And then it's like, I don't have my own motive. And it's like, why am I going to stay consistent with that if I don't even care about it like that?
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, I really quickly want to talk about our friends at Happy Mammoth. So Happy Mammoth just came out with this hero product called Estro Control, and it is all about fixing your PMS issues. Something I don't miss and I definitely dread is the vicious week before my period, when I feel like crawling out of my own skin. My skin that's covered in pimples and all the cravings that I get, and oh my god, all of the horrible mood swings. Now it's much easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, which is a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. Estro Control contains science science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormonal health, especially in women who experience PMS symptoms. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them a week of their lives every month, which is so not fair, especially when we're super busy and we have so much to do. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com with the code FROMEVE at checkout. I will link it in the description below. Don't forget to check it out. Let's continue with the episode.
So I've been on my fitness journey for about 3 years now, like in the gym. And I started off like more strength training, realized my body just wasn't aligned with it and started to do more Pilates and movement. And I've never once heard about macros, talked about macros, nothing. So explain, explain to me and the audience what macros are and the importance of them, because maybe this is the reason a lot of us don't see progress, is because we're not really focused on the inner.
Girl, yes. Yes, man. We can make a whole podcast on this topic.
Yeah, let's hear it. I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, let me also just say that I resonate with you too, with not knowing what macros were. Because when I first started my journey, you know, I did the bro diet, did the bodybuilding diet. I learned then that, okay, this is protein, this is fat, this is carbs. But I remember first starting out and I knew when I was doing it myself, I was like, I knew I had to get more protein. And I was like, what foods even have protein? Mm-hmm. So I was Googling that at the beginning of my journey. So yeah, I totally get it. And that means I just need to go a little bit harder with, like, you know, my social media macros, get out to everybody.
Well, I know, because of you. Ever since I followed you, I'm like, okay, now I'm kind of understanding this a little bit. But prior to you, I feel like it's not talked about. And I'm always someone that's like, why aren't I seeing progress? So
yeah. Yeah. So first, maybe like why people aren't seeing progress, one, overeating, but also the awareness to the food, right? Like what we say to women that come into Warrior Babe, the first thing that we have them do in their first 7 days is they have to track their food. They have to open up MyFitnessPal. They have to log how they normally would eat. And then it's like an eye opener at the end of the week, being like, dang, I'm only getting 900 calories, 1200 calories. And that's the thing. There's a difference between calories and macros. But first and foremost, macros are protein, fats, and carbs. There is a macronutrient that is not brought into that, which is alcohol. And alcohol still has calories in it. It has 7 grams per calorie. Mm-hmm. So, you know, truly can't. To say there's 100 calories on there and there's only 2 grams of carbs, that ain't real. You gotta think about where those calories coming from. Yeah. So protein is the macronutrient god. It's the most important protein for, you know, building and repairing muscle tissue and building nails, building your hair, building the strength of like a lot of things. It also keeps you full and satiated throughout the day. So if you're listening to this and you're someone that by the end of the day, it's like, oh man, I want like all of the sweets, or I want like all of the carbs, or you want to snack your night away. That's because you're probably not giving your body enough protein throughout the day. Protein will help you feel that satiated feeling and will eliminate you feeling like you have tons and tons of cravings. It's also going to be building up the muscle, which I just said, but a lot of people want to get toned, right? So toned is just building more muscle to your body and then decreasing your body fat around it. And that's how you look more toned. Then you got carbs. Carbs are not to be feared, my friends. Carbs are your best friend, especially when it comes to really any type of exercise, cardio, running a marathon, doing strength training, doing Pilates, doing yoga. What they're going to do is give you the energy to perform those things, give you the energy to perform normal lifestyle activities. It gives you energy through work, gives you energy to run around with your kids, gives you energy to, you know, get up and get it done on a regular basis. It's the macronutrient that gives your brain fuel. Like you need it. You can't eliminate it. And then fats are, and then mind you, like those two are only 4 grams per calorie. So they are a little bit less on the dense side. You got fats that are 9 grams per calorie. So they're a little bit more dense. But those are really good for your hormones, ladies. They're really good for, you know, having good bowel movements, for cell function, for everything. Kind of the glue, you know, all three of them really all work together.
How do you incorporate them into your diet without like being overwhelmed?
Yeah. Okay. So the difference between a lot of people focus on calories, right? So mainly if you want to go and try to follow a program or try to follow like a nutritional plan, it may be like, okay, let's start working at 1800 calories or 1900 calories or 2000 calories, right? And that's all great and dandy because that's probably what you need to focus on in order to lose body fat or lose weight. However, getting a little bit level deeper is like, what is the makeup of those calories, right? Because a lot of people will focus on at the end of the week that the word babes have, it's like, oh, there's carbs and there's fats making up majority of that calorie count and less protein. A lot of women struggle getting protein in. So it's about breaking the calorie down to a different focus of like, okay, here's, and this is just broadly speaking, please everybody know that macros are very individual. But just to start out of the gate, like maybe you have a ratio of 30% to protein, 30% to fats and 40% to carbs that are making up the overall count of your calorie number, because if you're not getting the results that you want, it's probably because you're not fine tuning your nutrition, right? It's cool to focus on calories. You're going to lose the weight, but if you want to really focus on building up muscle and building and changing your body composition, having that really sexy, like, you know, athletic look, you gotta dial into the macronutrient world. And you gotta learn that. And it could feel overwhelming at first too, my friends. You guys are listening to, I remember when I first started learning it, it took me like an hour to track a day's worth of food. And I'm running around the freaking kitchen trying to barcode scan all of my stuff. And like, yeah, it is frustrating, but at the beginning, but think about it as like, that's a skill that will serve you for the rest of your life. So if you can get that down, then you're able to, you know, nowadays, 9 years into my journey, it's like I could eat normally how I would throughout the day. And then come 4 p.m., I could log all my food into my fitness pal just to kind of see where I'm at. And then I know what I need to eat for the rest of the night. So, but macros, like it's really paying attention to, you know, making sure you're getting all three of them, because all three of them work really well together to get you results.
Yeah, I've been upping my protein, like just like through eggs and chicken. Like I'm trying to have like so much more eggs and chicken. And with carbs, I gave up gluten like 3 months ago. And when I first gave up the gluten, I wasn't having gluten substitutes. Like I wasn't having like gluten-free bread that's like still full of carbs. And my body was shutting down. Like I was going to the gym and I was putting up a quarter of my weight, and like I felt fatigue. I felt like my body just felt so tired and weak. And I was like, what is going on? And so I called my cousin who also went gluten-free, and she's like, you have to get in your carbs. She was like, carbs are your energy. They go, carbs are your friends. Like without the pastas and the, like all this stuff, like your body will start to get tired. And she was like, you can find gluten-free alternatives for it too. Like it's so important, especially if you're an active person.
Yes. Amen to that. Carbs are your best friend. And two, like what a lot of women freak out because they think carbs make them fat, but it's without getting too sciencey, it's fat or carbs hold on to water. Carbs, you know, absorb water when you eat them. So what you may be reflecting on the scale is just water weight, not fat. So just, it's actually a perfect way of not getting too sciencey with it. Short and simple.
And do you is there like I don't know if there's necessarily a preference or if there's one that's better than the other, but when it comes to like protein powders versus like chicken or eggs, is one better than the other?
Yeah, great question. I would totally prefer the majority of the foods that you're trying to get protein in come from whole foods, like chicken, ground beef, ground turkey, eggs, egg whites, tofu, seitan, white fish, even salmon, but salmon has some fat, so just watch that. Protein powders are good, but they shouldn't be your clutch to try and get your protein in. And same thing with protein bars. They're processed. The protein makeup isn't all there as it would be coming from whole foods.
Yeah. And then since starting, because you had a fitness journey and then you had a fitness journey when you were focusing on what you were putting in your body, what are some of the biggest differences that you've seen when you were kind of just working out without really like focusing on those macros and doing what was best for you internally? And then when you started to incorporate that?
I would say with the workout portion side of things, when I was doing bodybuilding, it was just I was overtraining. I was literally just like, it was just way too much load and volume on my body. Then you know, doing so much cardio, doing strength training almost like 6 to 7 days a week, it was shutting down. Like if I continued to do that, I think it would have shut down my body even more. My hormones, it probably would, the next layer would have been hormones. Like things would have been completely off. I probably would have tanked my cortisol. I probably would have messed up my, like anything. My thyroid probably would have been next to as well. So with the big difference when it came from the switch to bodybuilding to, you know, and first of all, yeah, I was only eating like 1200 calories. Now on this side of things, like what I'm doing now, training 4 days a week, sometimes full body split, sometimes push pull, sometimes I'll do bro splits. But I'm eating like 2200 calories in a day. I have upwards of like 280 grams of carbs and 55 grams of fats, and my protein is around my body weight, which it should be for anybody listening, should be the grams, 1 gram per your pound of body weight that you're trying to get into it for a day. But I'm eating so much more food, and I have the best results, I think, even like better than bodybuilding, better than, I mean, I'm not as lean, but I don't want to be that lean. And yeah, training 4 days a week, but also my recovery time has increased. So I just had Dr. Cabral on my podcast. And if you guys know me, he's a functional doctor in the space. And I had to do a stress, mood, and metabolism test. And he was like, Nikki, he's seen that hundreds of thousands of patients and testing results. And he was like, these are some of the best results that I have ever seen. I was like, holy cow, like I'm doing something right. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Yeah. So I'm eating way more. My carbs are way up. I have the best recovery. And then I'm only 4 days a week, 4 days a week to maintain the physique that I have.
That's crazy. Yeah. I feel like a lot of the time, like I know for me too, there was a point where I was overtraining myself because I was like, I need to lose weight. So I'd wake up, I'd go to the gym at like 6 o'clock in the morning. I would walk or jog on the treadmill like crazy with like no food in my system yet. And then it would hit like 5, 6 p.m. and I'd be back in the gym and I'd be doing like a HIIT workout. And it was like, I wasn't even seeing progress. I wasn't seeing results. My body was inflamed. Like it literally felt like someone put like a air pump in me and was like pumping me up, and everything was just so puffy. Like I was like, why do I look bigger? I feel bigger. I feel unhealthier. And it's because I wasn't eating enough food to keep up with how much I was training. And so it was having the opposite effect on me. And people don't realize that like, that's a real thing.
Yes. And to that point, what was probably also increasing internally was your cortisol was probably rising, and cortisol is the fat storing hormone. So the more stressed out you're making your body, first of all, you can't outwork a bad diet. You also can't outwork under eating. Your body needs fuel, the source of energy, which muscle lives off of, and also all of your other organs is the energy is food. There's a lot to break down around that, but yeah, to that point, the elevation of your cortisol and then your body not knowing when it was going to get food. So it was literally probably just trying to hold on to everything. Your metabolism was getting slower and slower, even though you're putting so much demand through exercise, all that internally was happening, which I think, you know, not a lot of people know that until you really start to learn about it and making more awareness. So yeah, that's why it's really good to have professional help on this journey. I learned that too. Because there's people that have expertise and understanding around this stuff that can help you then understand what's going on.
Definitely. I do get a few DMs from girls who want to get into the fitness journey, want to start going to the gym, but they have a little bit of gym anxiety, I guess, where they're nervous to go and not know what machine to touch and scared people are going to like, you know, judge them. What is your advice for people with that mindset?
Yeah, that's such a good question. I love that question because when I first started out, I had the same thing. Like 2015, in the first couple of months, like I would just walk up to the cardio equipment because it just was easy to operate and you just had to do a start and walk on it. And I was so afraid to walk into the strength training area because one, I didn't know how to use the machines or the equipment. I always feared that people were looking at me and judging me and am I doing this exercise right? I remember studying YouTube videos to make sure that I was doing form
too,
good.
Yeah. Like memorizing it the night before so when I got there, I didn't have to like pull up the video and I could just learn.
Yes, exactly what I would do and sit at the kitchen table and just learn. So I hear you, and I hear all the women that may be struggling with that too as well. One of the things that immediately got me to just kind of like get past the fear and just walk in and do it was wearing a hat. I would walk into the gym, I would put a hat on, and it almost acted as like a blinder, right? It was like, I couldn't see anybody. Nobody could see my eyes. I kind of was just in my own element. And that helped me to gain a little bit more confidence to go into the weight room and to do the things, but also knowing too the why, right? So it's like, I knew that the cardio wasn't going to get me where I wanted to be. So I had to muster up the courage and the strength and, you know, positive affirmations to self. You got this, you can do this, you're confident. In order to get to my goal, I knew that I had to get into that weight room at some point or another. So why keep prolonging it? It was just like, get in there, get do it. And also know, ladies too, like everybody in there is only concerned about themselves.
They're not there for the right reason.
Yeah, exactly. People are looking at themselves in the mirrors. Yeah. They're watching their form in the mirrors. They're only paying attention to themselves. They're not worried about how much weight you're lifting, if you're doing it right, or watching you perform exercises.
Yeah, very true. And the hat thing is so funny because I used to wear the same green Yankee hat every single day. And my friends at the gym now that like weren't my friends in the before, they would call me Green Machine before they even met me. They're like, oh, Green Machine just walked in, because I'd wear the same exact green hat every time. And I was like, yeah, like I was so like, same thing. I would go to the treadmill for like an hour and do an ab workout on like the little mat and like go home. And then I started to like play with the leg press and the squat rack and like all this stuff. And I would force my sister to come with me. I was like, I'm not going alone. Like, what if, and I've been at a gym where I don't remember the exact name of the machine, but it's like you put the pads on your shoulders and you squat, and then you like squat up the weight and you like have to like latch it back to lock it back in. And I remember I like didn't know how to lock it back in. So I'm sitting there in squat form and I'm looking around. I'm like, oh my God, I'm stuck. Like, I don't know how to get back up. The weight was too heavy. I was, oh my God, terrified. I look around, I'm like, help me. And this one guy sees me and like, help me latch it back in. And I was like, honestly, it doesn't get worse than that. And I promise you won't be in that situation. So it's like, it's fine. Like, now I go to the gym every day and like, no one knows. And like you said, everyone is there for themselves. No one cares what you're doing. And if someone is sitting there like judging you and staring at you, then they're not there for the right reasons. I look back at old videos of me from 3 years ago and I was like, what kind of form was that? And why wasn't anyone telling me that that's what I was doing?
That's so funny. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Crazy. So my favorite thing to do when I end off episodes is asking for my guest's favorite quote, and just a quote that you live by and a quote that gets you through. I'm a big quotes girl, and I feel like it's just nice to have that little motivation in your day.
Yeah. So my favorite quote is, every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become. And that's by James Clear. Atomic Habits is his book. Such a good book. Yeah. It just dives into the importance of small habits that contribute to significant changes to your lives, to your identities. You know, like if I look back at when I first started my fitness journey, it's like I have a completely different identity and a completely different life now, because I wanted that. So I made every single day I made an action that was a vote towards becoming my future self. So I think that's definitely one of my favorite quotes.
I love that quote. And yes, I love that book so much. Thank you so much for coming onto my show. For everyone listening, where can they find you next? We're also going to be recording for Nikki's show, actually. So definitely make sure you guys check that out. But where can everyone find you? Instagram, TikTok, podcast, all that stuff.
Yeah. So I'm Nikki Stott, but I spell it weird. It's, did I say smell it weird? I spell it weird. It's Nikki, N-I-K-K-I-E-Y. And then Stott, S-T-O-T-T. That's at Instagram, at TikTok. YouTube is at Warrior Babe. You can find us too. If you're looking, you know, anything resonated with you guys here on this podcast, warriorbabe.com. If you're interested in having that help along your fitness journey. And then the Macro Hour podcast is Olivia just shared. So she's coming on here in the next like 20 minutes and we're going to record Olivia's podcast on the Macro Hour. So you definitely can check out there too as well.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.